This afternoon, we're going to continue to study the doctrine of the church. Typically, when we mention church, we usually think of the chapel first. But we know that the chapel is completely different than the church. When we look at the original meaning of this word church, it refers to an assembly that is called and set apart. So in fact, when we say the word church, it refers to all of us, the assembly here. Later, that was when this concept of building chapels took place.
他要说明教会的问题。
Paul was trying to address the problems in the church.
因为自从他受到启示之后,
because ever since he received revelation from God,
也就是大马士的经历,
in other words, his Damascus experience,
在短短时间当中,
in this short amount of time,
马上让他感受到神整个救赎的规模,
he immediately had an understanding and this mold of God's salvation plan.
所以在他的书信当中, 就把这些观念一步一步地放进去。
And so in all the letters that he wrote, he would convey these thoughts and these theological points.
不要说对当时的保罗来看,
so for Paul,
就是对当时的信徒也是一样。
We must think that the church back then is similar to us today.
在使徒教会的开始,
when the apostolic church began,
他们要找一个, 能够代替这么一个团体的称呼啊, 并不是那么简单。
In order to find a way to address the people who are assembled together was not that easy.
犹太人的会堂有他们的称呼,
because the Jewish congregations did have a name for their buildings.
所以你常可以在四福音当中看到这个新南沟啊, 这个称呼就是他们的那个犹太的会堂。
So we know that in the four Gospels that we see synagogue, which is the way that they call their worship areas.
使徒教会的信徒, 他们一方面要来, 啊, 保守信仰。
Now for the apostolic church, on one hand, they wanted to preserve their faith.
他们也发现, 啊, 他们的真理呢, 可以说是好像延续旧约下来的。
And when they looked into their truth, they could say that it is a continuation of the truths in the Old Testament.
因为整个, 啊, 救赎的规模, 啊, 是从摩西五经延续下来。
Because the whole framework of salvation has been passed down to them since Moses.
但是他们也发现耶稣基督成全的这些律法要跟犹太的律法要切割。
And the early Christians also realized that they must separate themselves from some of the fine details of the law and statutes in the Mosaic law.
所以当时这两个宗教团体很有趣啊。
So these two religious bodies are very interesting.
同样都接受摩西的律法。
Both of them accept the Mosaic law.
但是 犹太人很怕这个文化被基督徒抓过去。
But the Jews feared that this culture would be taken over by the Christians.
那基督徒也想尽办法要跟犹太思想切割。
And the Christians themselves were also thinking about how they can separate themselves from Orthodox Judaism.
而这两个团体又彼此不融合。
And then these two religious bodies could not mix well together.
所以呢, 在当时的使徒必须要把这么一个, 啊, 道理做一个平衡。
So the early apostles had to carefully balance these two things.
我们看一下罗马书第三章。
We can turn to Romans chapter 3.
罗马书三章的第一节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 1.
三章第一节这里说, 这样说来,
Romans chapter 3 verse 1.
犹太人有什么长处? 割礼有什么益处呢? 第二节,
verse 2.
凡事大有好处, 第一啊, 最重要的是, 神的圣言交托他们, 从这句话里头可以看得出来。
From these two verses, we can see,
当这些使徒们, 这建立的教会, 他们, 明白真理之后,
that As the apostolic church grew and slowly began to understand their truth,
他们感受到的就是说，我只要信耶稣，我只要受洗洗礼，我就可以得救了。
They realized that all they needed to do was to believe in Jesus Christ, get baptized in His name, and they can receive salvation.
这些犹太人的历史跟我有什么关系？
And they could have thought, what does the Jewish history have to do with me?
这些犹太的律法跟我有什么关系？
What do the laws of the Jews have to do with me?
那我还跟我要去接受他们的东西吗？
Do I still have to receive the things that they obtained?
这是一个真理还没有完整的一个时期。
So this was a time period when they did not completely grasp the truth yet.
所以他们才会发出这个声音出来。
So this is why they made these types of voices.
保罗他领受基督的启示。
Now Paul himself received revelation from God.
他非常清楚这些旧约的律法的重要。
He was very clear in the importance of the law, the Old Testament.
所以他才说，犹太人不是没有用的。
So he was sharing here that it's not that Jews are of no use.
他说，凡事大有好处。
But actually, they have great advantages.
我们中了这些第一、第二不对，但是最重要是什么
？And what is the chief reason why the Jews had an advantage.
这些犹太人他们领受的是神托给他们的圣言。
It says here because to them, to the Jews, they were committed the oracles of God.
也就是神的圣言。这么一个规模是神先放在犹太人身上的。
So in other words, the whole framework of salvation was first given to the Jews.
今天这些基督徒来领受神的救恩。
And then nowadays,the Christians who accept God's grace,
你不可以把这些原来的这些规模把它废去掉。
They are not to abolish the original framework that was given to the Jews.
最主要是基督徒呢，他认为说，我不希望被认为是犹太人的延伸了。
Because some early Christians were thinking, I do not want to be associated as a descendant of a Jew.
保罗说不是这样的。
But Paul was not saying this.
他们是圣言的。受托者。
Here it says that they were committed the oracles of God first.
所以保罗一生当中。
So in all of Paul's life,
在公元35年 AD 35年受洗之后。
That when after he was baptized in about 35 AD,
他经过11年一直在摸索宣教的工作。
He spent about 11 years trying to do evangelical work.
从46年开始一直到60年。
From AD 46 to about 60 AD,
然后分别呢到外地去传道四次。
That was when he went abroad to go on four missionary journeys.
甚至连抓到 被送到罗马的途中也在传道里。
In fact, even when he was brought to Roman, the area around Rome, he still continued to preach the gospel.
但是保罗呢一直领受神的启示。
And Paul continuously received God's revelation.
同时呢把他所了解的这些旧约呢做一个重新的说明。
And also, he liked to re-explain the Old Testament scriptures in the new light.
启示对保罗来讲是非常重要。
So, revelation was a very important thing to Paul.
因此保罗呢他做了一件对后世影响很大的工作。
So he wrote works that influenced the future generations.
就是把旧约做新解。
Which is to reinterpret the Old Testament scriptures.
它是历史以来这个救赎的教会历史以来最伟大的旧约新解的专家。
So you could say that in all of Christian history, he was the best expositor of the Old Testament scriptures.
在整个新约当中
in all of the New Testament,
从主耶稣时代一直到启示录为止
from the New Testament era all the way to the book of Revelation,
引用了新约的经文有300多处引用旧约的经文
there are about 300 quotations from the Old Testament.
那保罗本身呢是三封的书信里面呢就引用了100多个旧约的经文
13 In his 13 letters, Paul himself quoted about 100 of these.
其实保罗不是就写13封书信。
Paul did not merely write these 13 letters either.
哥林多前书其实是2封书信合并的。
First Corinthians can be said to be two letters combined.
保罗还说我之前写一封信给你，所以有第三封。
Because in 1 Corinthians he said that when I previously wrote to you, so you could say that this is the third letter that Paul wrote to Corinth. 再加上
后书给哥林多教就四封信了。
Then add on top of that the book of 2 Corinthians, so there's at least four letters written to the church in Corinth.
还有一封是老底家书。
Then there was another epistle sent to the Laodiceans.
在哥罗西书里头提到的。
This was mentioned in Colossians.
保罗一生当中写了多少书信我们不晓得。
So we don't know actually the total number of letters Paul wrote.
后来就很经典的可以弄一个很经典收集13封书信。
But the 13 letters in the New Testament are the classic works of Paul.
就把他的这个旧约的心结呢，这些道理就放在书信里面。
And you can see how he reinterpreted the Old Testament scriptures and is now in our present New Testament.
所以虽然使徒教会是靠这使徒建立起来的。
So this is how the apostolic church was built up.
但是延续使徒教会的真理。
But when we look at the apostolic church's truth,
是借着保罗所领受到的启示。
We could say that Paul received much of the revelation.
你看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的十二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
哥林多后书十二章第一节说。
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 1 says,
我自夸固然无益，但我是不得已的。如今我要说到主的显现和启示。我认得一个在基督里的人，他前十四年被提到第三层天上去，或在身内我不知道，或在身外我也不知道。
Verse
3. 只有神知道。一直念，我们可以一直看到第四节。
Let's go to verse 4.
说他被提到乐园里，听见隐秘的言语，一直讲，这一段在讲保罗所受的启示。
This passage is talking about the revelations that Paul received.
涵盖大马色的经历。
This, of course, includes his Damascus experience.
还有以后不断的领受启示。
Of course, after that event, he continuously received God's revelation.
因为有保罗领受的启示。
And it's because of these revelations,
才有使徒教会真理的规模。
That we have this New Testament framework for the church.
那神为什么将一直在造就保罗这个人？
How come the Lord Jesus kept on edifying and revealing himself to Paul?
因为保罗他特别的条件。
Because Paul had very special characteristics.
在宣教的能力方面。
In terms of his power in evangelism.
我们可以从彼得、约翰这些使徒身上看得出来。
We can see this from Peter and John, the other apostles.
他们会整合教会。
That they would,
处理这个教会的事务。
They would, manage the matters in all the churches.
他们会调整宣教的工作。
They will also do the planning work for the evangelism.
所以他们大部分都留在耶路撒冷。
So most of the apostles remained in Jerusalem.
但是对外宣教。
But then when it was in terms of evangelism towards the Gentiles,
还有整个真理的规模。
And also regarding the framework of the true doctrines,
保罗是一个很重要的工人。
Then Paul was a key worker.
那在保罗宣教的过程当中，
So in all of Paul's missionary works,
很显然他也发现一个问题了。
There was a very obvious problem that he faced.
什么是耶稣的身体？
What is the body of Jesus Christ?
这个教会是什么东西？
What is the church itself?
教会这个名词啊。
And this term, church,
其实取自罗马社会的一个用词。
It's actually borrowed from its usage in the Roman culture.
他们常常会集合，然后做活动，或是演讲，或是开会。
Because this term was also used for just normal citizens gathering together, holding meetings, or carrying out activities.
当时的基督徒不可以这样公开聚会的。
Christians could not openly gather in the old days.
常常被官掳来抓。
They were often jailed and imprisoned.
有时候呢，就是犹太教来逼迫。
Sometimes it was the Jews who were persecuting them.
所以当时的基督徒呢，好像当时社会的孤儿一样啊。
So we can say that the Christians of the early church were like the orphans of that society.
对外邦人来讲，他们是被厌弃的。
towards the Gentiles, they were 讨厌的 they were hated,
因为他们的生活习性跟外邦人不一样
because their lifestyle was completely different from the Gentiles.
外邦人什么都可以做，什么都可以吃
Gentiles could eat of all things, they could do of all things.
在这个生活方面呢，犹太人跟基督徒比较类似
And so in terms of lifestyle, Christians were more like the Jews.
不可以吃血
They wouldn't eat blood.
守安息日
They would keep the Sabbath day.
敬拜独一的神
They would worship the one true God.
这个跟外族的信仰差距太大
This is a great contrast to the Gentiles and the pagans of the land.
那么对犹太人来讲
But then for the Jews,
基督徒又是被讨厌的
They also hated these early Christians.
因为他们认为基督徒是违背十条诫命
Because these Jews regarded Jesus Christ as a violator of the Ten Commandments.
独一的神只有这位亚伯啊，只有这位神。
The one true God is Yahweh, the Lord.
你竟然来信那个耶稣这个人是独一神。
How can we believe in Jesus Christ as this one true God?
所以他也逼迫基督徒。
So Jews also persecuted the early Christians.
啊，保罗一生在传道当中。保罗在传道的一生当中。
Now, so when Paul was doing his missionary work,
受到阻力最大的还是犹太教。
His greatest opposition was still the Jewish people.
从主耶稣被钉十字架之后
After the crucifixion of Jesus Christ,
犹太教就成为基督教的仇敌
You could say that the Jews became the enemies of Christians.
因为犹太教他们失去真理
Because the Jews opposed the truth.
逼迫基督徒
And they persecuted the Christians.
破坏教会
They would try to break up the church.
所以整个救恩就挪到使徒教会。
So slowly, the way of salvation was given to the apostolic church.
一两年前来，那个犹太教完全没有真理。
Now, after millennia, we see that the Jews themselves have no substance of truth.
他们只有守他们的文字的律法。
They only keep the law of their text.
这个时候保罗要建立教会。
So, when Paul was trying to establish the church,
怎么来说明?
How did he make his explanation?
今天我们一听教会,
Today, when we have our church,
你一定会马上想到两个问题。
We also will immediately think of two questions.
一个，这是我们的会堂嘛。
Which is first, where should we meet?
第二个，这是我们大家嘛。
And secondly, is the people ourselves.
说我们的大大小小都是神学家。
And all of us, we can say, are small theologians.
你问他说教会是什么?
Because when we ask, what is the church?
会堂。
People may say, it's the chapel.
也可以这样讲。
Of course, you can say this.
但是这个答案不正确的。
But it's not completely right.
说我们大家。
We can say that it's all of us together.
都很容易了解。
And we can all understand this very easily.
可是你要想到初世纪的教会啊。
But for the early church,
什么是教会都讲不出来。
If you were to ask them what is the church, they may not be able to tell you.
我们是经过两千年的这么一个用词的延续才很清楚。
So today we have the advantage of going through 2,000 years of using this term church.
那么在保罗的书信当中
，In the epistles that Paul wrote.
就以以弗所书来做教会的介绍。
He used Ephesians to introduce the concept of the church.
他用一种所谓的比方的方式。
And he liked to use analogies to do this.
比方跟比喻不一样。
Analogy is a little bit different than a parable.
比喻是有故事的内容。
A parable has a story behind it.
耶稣讲的在马太福音十三章的比喻很精彩。
So for example, the parables in Matthew chapter 13, which Jesus taught, they're very vivid.
那样子的比喻哇很精彩。
And when we think about the parable of the prodigal son, it's also very interesting.
有人有事情。
We see characters and also the things they had to deal with.
有地点，有事这个东西。
There's also different locations and things that they had to do.
它会组成一个故事。
And it was formulated into a story.
这叫比喻呀。
This is a parable.
但是呢，比方就不是了。
But then an analogy is different.
一样的东西就讲一样，一对一的 one by one.
Analogy has a one-to-one correspondence.
磐石就是基督。
The rock. Is Jesus Christ.
教会就是耶稣的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
不再做故事性的叙述。
So there's no story behind it, but just a one-to-one correspondence.
在圣经的文学当中讲得很清楚。
So this is forms of Bible literature.
所以呢，保罗在写以弗所书的时候。
So when Paul was writing the book of Ephesians,
早上已经讲过了。
We already mentioned this in the morning.
这一卷本来不叫以弗所书。
This letter originally may not have been addressed to the Ephesians.
是给众教会的书。
It may have been a letter given to the churches in general.
那么这封信呢，也是给我们伯恩教会的弟兄姐妹的。
So we can say that this letter is also written for the members here in Bowen Park.
用一个比方的方式。
And he uses analogies.
讲了十一节十三次的教会。
And also he mentioned the church 13 times in 11 verses.
然后用七个图像
And he also uses seven images.
等于说保罗在以弗所书当中
So you can say in the book of Ephesians
在介绍什么是教会
Paul was using all this to introduce what is the church.
他不是采用比喻的方式
He did not use a parable.
耶稣讲比喻讲很多
Jesus used many parables when he was alive.
保罗的书信讲比方讲很多
But
比方
in,Paul's letters, he uses a lot of analogies instead.
都是在文学上常用的方式。
And these are different methods people can use in literature.
所以以教会做主轴。
So the church itself is the major axis in this book.
来贯穿整个以弗所书。
And it stems the entirety of this letter.
然后在这里头放了七个拼图。
So now in this book, again, there's seven images and seven pieces of a jigsaw puzzle.
每一个图都可以看到教会的一个形象。
And every piece itself, you can see a small image of the church.
我们小朋友很喜欢玩拼图。
We know that small children love to play with jigsaw puzzles.
那这些拼图有时候你看一块，不晓得什么东西。
When you look at just one small piece, you may not know where it fits and what it is.
制造的工厂呢，故意让小朋友看不出来。
It's because the manufacturers purposely try to make it hard for the children. So sometimes they're unable to complete the puzzle.
就去找妈妈，妈妈，这个放在什么地方啊？
They'll ask their mom, where do I put this piece?
叫了两三次，妈妈说，哎呀，好烦呢，不要找我了，自己排了。
After two or three times, the mom may get annoyed and say, just do it yourself.
因为只有一块看不出来。
When we look at just one piece, you cannot see the whole picture.
听说最多还有一千片的。
I've heard they also make 1,000 piece jigsaw puzzles.
排一千片，听说要排了一个礼拜才排出来。
And that probably will take a week to complete.
那简单的几片就有了。
Of course, there are simpler jigsaw puzzles.
保罗在写教会论的时候。
So when Paul was writing about the doctrine of the church,
完整的每一片就是一个很清楚的教会图像。
He did it in a very complete way. Each piece is also a complete picture of the church.
前后呢，总共放了七个图像。
So from beginning to end of Ephesians, there are seven of these pieces.
可以看出，从这七个当中看出什么是教会。
And from these seven, we can see what is the church.
但是当这七个图像拼在一起的时候
，And when you place these seven pieces in their proper place,
也是告诉我们
，It also tells us.
今天我们在发展教会。
Today, when we are trying to develop the church,
如果以这个图像做我们建设教会的蓝图
，If we use this picture as the blueprint for our development,
才能够建立一个荣耀的教会。
Then we are able to complete a glorified church.
因此呢，它是一个比方。
So, each analogy.
十三个教会讲十三次的教会。讲了十三次教会，教会就要讲十三次。
So there are many analogies in Ephesians. Also, 13 times the word church is used in 11 verses.
再有七个图像。
And also seven images.
你们手上拿到的讲义都有。
So the handouts that you have in your hand will mention all of these.
有关比方，我们就已经介绍过了。
We already talked about what is an analogy.
它是一对一的应对的。
It is a one-to-one correspondence.
基督就是磐石。
Jesus is the rock.
我们也可以看一下这种记载。
We can also see a recording of this.
看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第十章。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 10,
我们是要来说明什么是比方哈。
This is just to further explain what is an analogy.
那你去读以弗所书的图像比方才会了解。
That way, when you read the analogies of church imagery in Ephesians, you can understand.
哥林多前书第十章，我们看第四节。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4.
十章第四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4.
这里说也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。这里有没有叙述故事呢？
Here, was there a story that was written?
保罗说这个故事我不用讲的，你们都知道的，还要讲什么？
Paul was basically saying, I don't need to write a story, you will know
the story. 这是以色列百姓出埃及走旷野的历史。
In fact, you know the story already. This is when the Israelites were walking in the wilderness.
他不做什么故事的说明。
So he doesn't explain the story behind it.
那磐石就是基督。
But he says outrightly that the rock was Christ.
这是比方最容易了解的方式。
So here is a very simple way to understand what is an analogy that we're talking about.
云彩预表圣灵。
The pillar of cloud represents the Holy Spirit.
不再讲故事。
He doesn't go further to explain the story. He just says that in one line. So this is the difference between analogies and parables. So in Paul's letters, he uses many different analogies. Now, in order to explain the church, he would constantly use this term church.
所以呢，我们就知道呢，教会这个用词，今天我们所了解的这个一个用词的意义。
That way we know how to use the term church today too.
保罗是一个很重要的人物。
And we have this concept because Paul was the major person in explaining what the church is.
讲义当中有一个二十三页，请你打开来看。
So in your handouts on page 23. There's one that is enumerated page 23. So this page can answer the question why we say the church is the major theme and the major axis running through this book to the Ephesians.
在短短的六章当中。
Within these short six chapters,
他总共讲了11节13次的教会。
We have 11 verses that mention the word church 13 times.
以弗所书它可以分成两个单元。
And we can usually split Ephesians into two major units.
一章到第三章讲教义。
Chapters 1 to chapter 3 talk about doctrine.
第四章到第六章讲信仰生活。
Chapters 4 to chapter 6 talks about Christian living.
那在一章跟三章之间。
Now from chapters 1 to chapter 3,
有关教义部分。
When we're talking about doctrine,
他讲了四次的教会。
He mentions the word church 4 times.
五章以后。
From chapter 5 and onward,
有关教会他就讲的比较多了。
He talks about and uses the word church more often.
这十一节把它看了一下之后。
So when you read these 11 verses,
你就知道说保罗在讲教会是用什么方式来解释的。
We know how he was trying to explain to the word church.
也看出耶稣基督建立的教会它的重要性何等大。
And we also see the great importance of the Lord Jesus Christ establishing the church.
在一章的22节。
In chapter 1, verse 22.
你的讲义上面我把经文呢在这本书里面都写出来的就是不用如果你有这本书就不用翻经文直接看这个讲义了。
So, if you don't have this handout, you can turn to the book, chapter 1, verse 22. If you have a handout, you actually don't need to flip to the Bible.
我们把它分成经文还要解释的内容。
And we have two columns here. One is the Bible text, and the second is the explanation.
保罗借着这些经文。
Paul was using these verses
要让当时的信徒知道怎么来建立教会。
To enable the members at that time to understand what is the church.
他说，一章的二十二节。
In chapter 1, verse 22.
他怎么告诉以弗所教会？
What does he say to the churches at that time?
啊，如果你没有讲义的，你就打开一章二十二节。
If you don't have the handout, just directly turn to Ephesians 1:22.
这里说，又将万有伏在他脚下。
Here it says, and he put all things under his feet.
啊，使他为教会做万有之首。
And he gave him to be head over all things to the church.
犹太人一定很不服气的。
If Jews were to read this, they would not be very happy.
万有之首。这个 beginning 这个是这位宇宙之神啊，这 万物之神啊。
Because here to be head over all things means that this is like the God above who's above all things.
竟然把耶稣说作为万有之首。
So here exalts Jesus Christ as head over all things.
这怎么可能呢？
How can these things be?
所以主耶稣曾经跟这些法利赛人、犹太人这样讲啊。
So that's why Jesus.Once said to the Pharisees,
还没有亚伯兰之前就有了我。
Before Abraham was, I am.
这些犹太人说，啊，耶稣，你有没有疯了？
So that's why they were wondering, Jesus, have you gone crazy?
你几岁啊？
How old are you?
亚伯兰离我们多久啊？
How long ago was Abraham's
life? 你说你还没亚伯兰之前就有了你啊。
Before Abraham was, you already existed.
这叫做时空错乱啊，时间跟空间都错乱了。
You have gotten your timeline all mixed up.
耶稣说，我是从天而来的。
But Jesus Christ told them, I have descended from above.
我也在天上。
And I am also in heaven.
我是生命的粮。
I am the bread of life.
亚伯兰也是我所拣选的。
And Abraham was also one whom I chose.
你们的老祖宗都吃过玛拿。
Your ancestors all ate of the manna.
都是我所赏赐的。
And this manna was that which I gave to them.
这些犹太信徒听不懂。
The Jews could not understand these words.
保罗如果没有启示，他也看不懂。
And if Paul did not have revelation from God, he also would not understand these words.
更不会信耶稣。
Nor would he believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣用非常的方法来启示保罗。
So Jesus Christ used very clear revelations to teach Paul.
没有启示就没有保罗这个人。
Without revelation, you can say that Paul would not be the Paul whom we know today.
没有启示就没有使徒教会的真理的规模。
Without revelation, we can say that the framework for the apostolic church would not have existed.
同样的现象。
Now today is the same.
今天真耶稣教也是要启示的。
Today, the true Jesus Church also needs to follow these revelations.
如果没有主耶稣把他的教义来启示我们
，If God, Jesus Christ did not reveal His teachings to us,
有哪些神学家可以看到真理
？Then, which theologian can obtain the truth that we have?
我们图书馆里都翻了多少书
？How many books are in the libraries today?
一讲到安息日
，Once we look up the term Sabbath,
就是讲星期日。
Then they start talking about Sunday.
就说安息日把它移到星期日的。
So it seems like Sabbath has been moved to Sunday.
圣经明明说世世代代永远的定例。
Now in Deuteronomy it says that the Sabbath is a statute forever for your generations.
不要说守安息的方法。
It didn't even mention the method that we keep the Sabbath.
几千年来日期就是没有变的。
But here it already says, from thousands of years earlier, the day has been set.
我们真耶稣教从一开始就守安息日。
From the beginning of our existence, the true Jesus Church has kept the Sabbath.
为什么这些前辈他们会知道？
How did these early workers know this truth?
都是要靠神启示。
It is through the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以只要一讲安息日。
So once we speak of the Sabbath day,
我看绝大部分的信徒都会外教会的信徒都会知道真耶稣教是守安息日的。
Then I think most other Christian denominations know the True Jesus Church keeps the Sabbath on Saturday.
一个这么简单的日期，他们看不出来。
And such a simple day of the week, they are unable to obtain from the Scriptures.
因为没有启示。
Why? Because they don't have revelation.
保罗说，我从基督那里领受启示。
Paul said that he received revelations from Jesus Christ.
在加太书也提到。
In Galatians, it also mentions the same thing.
哥林多后书也提到。
Second Corinthians also mentions this.
以弗所书也提到。
Ephesians also mentions these revelations.
启示是什么
？What is a revelation?
就是一个打开。
It is an opening.
翻开盖子。
It's just to open something that was previously sealed up.
好像一个容器，
一个容器啊，
装东西的东西。It's like a canister.
里面放很多宝贝。
There's treasures inside.
可是盖子盖着。
But if there's a lid that covers it,
外面的人永远看不到。
Then people who are looking on the outside cannot see what's inside.
盖子打开。
Only when the lid is opened,
才知道哎呀，里面是宝贝。
Then we can see, oh, there are treasures inside.
我们耶稣就要得到这种恩典。
So the True Jesus Church has received this type of grace.
明白基督。
We understand Jesus Christ.
明白真理。
We also understand the truth.
这是靠基督的启示。
And this is through the revelation of the Lord Jesus.
没有启示就没有保罗。
So without revelation, we can say the Paul that we know would not
就没有完整的真理的规模。
We will not have the Paul we know today, and we will not have the framework of the truth that we have today.
也没有我们今天的真耶稣教会。
Nor will we have the True Jesus Church today.
我们没有什么值得夸口的。
So we have nothing.That we can boast of.
我们所依靠就是神不断的启示我们。
The only thing that we rely on is the continuous revelation of the Lord.
所以保罗说，基督是教会的头。
So Paul says here, Jesus is the head of the church.
他在说他跟基督的，他跟教会的关系，基督跟教会的关系。
He is showing us the relationship between Jesus Christ and His church.
也是万有之首。
It says that he is head also over all things.
在说明基督的权柄。
This talks about the authority which Jesus Christ has.
跟他的永恒性。
And also his eternal existence.
所以对神来讲。
So for God.
他永远是现在的。
He is everlasting present.
我们是他手上的一本历史。
We are merely a book of history in his hands.
有现在有未来。
Of course for us, we have a past, we have a future.
但是这位神呢，他是永远现在。
But for our God above, He is everlasting present.
这是他在解释教会的内容。
This is the content with which He was explaining the church.
23节。
Now let's look at verse 23.
教会是他的身体。
It says that the church is His body.
那是那充满万有者所充满的。
The fullness of Him who fills all in all.
那个万有者，那个充满万有者，它是一个形容式的，能够使万有充满的。
Here.It says fullness of him who fills all in all to describe the church.
能够充满这个教会的那个充满者。
Who is the one that fills this church? It's Jesus Christ.
再说教会的丰盛。
And it's also talking about the abundance with that is in the church herself.
这个丰满，这个充满这个字啊。
This word fullness.
因为是表示它的本意是能够充沛，很丰富的。
Of course, literally speaking, it's talking about the possibility to be filled.
也有含着能够补充的意思。
But also, it can connote how 那个
补充缺乏的地方。
It can supplement that which we are lacking.
所以在保罗的叙述当中。
So, in Paul's writings,
教会不会像一个人这样瘦瘦的、瘦巴巴，不会这样的。
We can think of the church not as a skinny person, but the church, the body, is something that is a body that's very strong.
那表示强壮的。
Means that he's very strong.
到第三节。
Now when we go to
三章十节
third verse that talks about the church,
他说为要借着教会使天上的执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的
智慧。Chapter 3 verse 10.
三章第十节。
Which talks about to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church.
这个教会呢，在灵界当中。
So in the spiritual realm, this church
必得神百般的智慧。
Will know the manifold wisdom of God.
执政的掌权的。
The God who has complete authority.
有两个意义。两个意思。Two means.
And to the principalities and powers here has two meanings.
一个是指灵界的。
One is talking about the spiritual realm.
那个物质界以外的那些。
It's talking about things that are beyond this material world.
当然包括这些坏的恶魔。
And this includes evil itself.
同时也指着当时的政府。
But also principalities and powers can refer to the authorities and powers at that time.
灵界这些他们属灵界的了解一定超过我们属物质界的。
Of course, those who are in the spiritual realm, their knowledge will exceed we who are in the physical world.
政府这些官员，他们有很多的智慧。
And also, those who are physically authorities in this world, they have a lot of wisdom.
但是这些都不是永恒的智慧。
But this type of wisdom is not eternal.
神给我们是百般的智慧。
Here, God gives us His manifold wisdom.
我们看得到神的作为。
We can see the work of God.
我们明白神的救赎。
We can understand the salvation of God.
我们知道神的计划。
We also know God's plan.
我们相信神将来的赏赐。
We also know the gifts that God is going to give us.
我们只要知道我们有盼望。
We also know that we have a living hope.
可是这些地上政府他们知道吗？
But do the authorities in this world know these things?
他们都是智慧者啊，都很有知识的。
Of course, they are filled with knowledge.
今天我们一个信徒。
But for us as members,
他不一定读很多书。
Who may not have had read many books.
但是他信耶稣。
But because he or she believes in Jesus Christ,
他就比这些世上的这些智慧人更有智慧。
Then this member in the church.Has more wisdom than these authorities in this world.
几年前我被从北区在台湾北区被调到中区的一个乡下。
A few years ago, I was sent from the north region of Taiwan to the countryside in the middle region of Taiwan.
也就是我昨天提到一个汶子教汶仔教会。
And this was the church I mentioned yesterday, 汶仔 Church.
这个教会是从中国大陆传道我们把道理带回来的第一个地方。
This was,
台湾把它带回来的第一个地方。
This was the first church that was established in Taiwan after the gospel was spread from China to Taiwan.
八十几年了。
So it's been existing for 80 some years.
信徒没有很多。
There are not many members there.
但是两百多个。
About 200 members.
年轻人都出外工作。
But most of the youth are.In the city is working.
平常在家就是一些年纪比较大的。
And the ones that remain in the countryside are those who are advanced in age.
这些信徒有一大半都是做农的耕种。
And the majority of these members are farmers.
有的是捕鱼的。
Some of them are fishermen.
他们有一艘船、两艘船就可以到海外去抓鱼的，旁边就海了。
And they might have one or two boats and they go to the ocean and make their living.
平常去访问的时候。
So when we go there to make visitations,
都是很老的老人家。
We typically see those who are very advanced in age.
去那边工作好像很轻松啊。
And so when we go there, it may seem like it is a very easy task.
但是呢，我们就常常跟他们用多时间陪他们坐啊，坐在那边聊天啊，谈话。
And we do use a lot of time to.Converse with them.
这样一家一家去跟他们这些老人家坐谈话。
And we sit down with each family to get to know them.
有的老人家连一个字都不懂中国字一个字都不懂，从来没有读过字的。
Some of these members who are advanced in age, they are illiterate. They cannot even read one word.
你问他说你为什么信耶稣
？But then if you ask them, why do you believe in Jesus Christ?
他可以跟你讲一个小时的。
He can talk for over an hour.
但是主耶稣怎么拣选我
？He can talk about how the Lord Jesus chose me.
看他七十几岁、八十几岁，好像眼睛就眯眯的啊。
And even though he's 70 or 80 years old, his eyes light up like a youth.
一讲到信耶稣，眼睛就睁开了。
Once they talk about believing in Jesus, their eyes are wide open.
把他整个领受到的，把他听的道理，就背给你听。
And they'll try to explain to you all the different.Truths that they receive
六七十年就是这样坚持信心
and this is how they preserve their faith for 60 or so years
他们有读过书吗没有
but they never read any books they are illiterate
他们圣经不会念的
they cannot read the Bible by themselves
他们来聚会是坐着这样听这样背
and what they do is that they sit in the chapel they listen and then they memorize the scriptures
回去就是这样祷告
And when they go back home, they just pray.
就领受神的知识。
And then they receive the wisdom of God.
这样一辈子就把信仰保守下来。
And this is how they were able to preserve their faith for their entire life.
我曾经跟一个老人家九十几岁老人家办丧礼。
One time I was asked to conduct a memorial service for a 90-year-old member.
故人略历当中那个写他的简单历史。
In the program, which mentioned a brief biography of the deceased,
我一看，哇， 非常丰富啊。
I saw that his life was very vibrant.
没有读书啊。
But he was illiterate.
他从主耶稣怎么拣选，小的时候怎么拣选他。
But the biography mentioned of how the Lord Jesus Christ chose him since when he was young.
在这个过程当中，怎么来跟他的儿女说他的信仰过程。
And then not only that, as he grew in the faith, how he passed the faith to his own children.
连要去世他都知道啊。要去世的时候他都知道。
So even before he passed away, he was still very clear in these things.
他知道主耶稣带他回去的。
And then the Lord Jesus took him back.
你拿这个资料去给政府看，他说啊，这个是你们信仰的事情，那这个给我干什么？政府不会懂，不需要这个东西的啦。
If you were to give this type of biography to some kind of government official, they would say, "What's the point of this? I don't need this."
这些对我们来讲多重要呢
？But for us, this is very important treasures.
他属世的知识几乎都没有。
So for them, they basically had no knowledge of this world.
但是他们的生命是丰富的。
But their life was absolutely vibrant.
我们看到他这种信徒，我们都会羡慕跟这个佩服的。
When we see this type of member, of course, we all admire and respect them.
保罗说，这些是百般的智慧。
So Paul says that this is the manifold wisdom of God.
所以在整个以弗所书当中
，So in all of Ephesians
六章当中就讲了十一节的有关教会。
In these six chapters, 11 verses mention the term church.
是三个有关教会的地方。
And the word church is mentioned 13 times in these 11 verses.
这些讲完的话，大概一个月之内，下个月还不能回台湾的。
If we were to go into detail for all of these verses, perhaps I'm unable to depart in a month.
非常丰富的。
Because there's a lot of material inside.
所以你拿到讲义的，那你就给他看一看。
So for those of you who have the handout, just briefly look over it.
那明天我们要讲的重点。
Tomorrow I'll go into the essential teachings.
这是七个比方。
Into these seven analogies.
请你看你讲义的二十一页。
So please review page 21 before you come tomorrow.
这里有七个图像。
There are seven images in this page.
保罗把这七个图像放在以弗所书当中。
These seven images are placed in the book of Ephesians.
我在写这一部分的时候。
When I was writing this part of the book.
这跟自己开了一个玩笑。
I also joked with myself.
所以以后如果到天国去碰到保罗这位传道人。
That later in the future when I meet Paul in heaven,
我很想问他一个问题啊。
I would like to ask him a question.
你这七个图像是有意安排的，还是这样的写的时候这样很自然的写进去的，没有经过思考这样放进去的？是有意的安排的。
I would ask him, did you intentionally arrange these seven images in this order, or did you unintentionally do it?
他拍得非常漂亮。
Because the way he arranged it is very beautiful.
一个比一个精彩。
Each one is more interesting than the next, than the previous.
到最后，教会是一个圣战士会作战的。
And in the very end, the church is an army. It is a unit for war.
所以它不但有平面的图形。
So in the end, there is not only an entire picture.
它是一张图比一张图更精彩。
But the seven pieces of this picture are more interesting than the previous one.
这七个比方我们就明天一起来学习。
So tomorrow we will go into these seven images.
我们唱诗。
Let's now sing hymn.
153首。
Sing hymn 153. Safeguard through sunshine and shade, tenderly watching and keeping his hold. He will not leave you to wander alone. God will take care of you still to the end.
the Father, Redeemer and Friend, Jesus will answer whatever you want. He will take care of you, trust Him for all. God will take care of you through all the day, shielding your footsteps, directing your way. He is your shepherd, protector, and God, leading His children west to waters glad. God will take care of you still to the end. Oh, what a Father, Redeemer and Friend. Jesus will answer whatever you call. He will take care of you, trust Him for all. God will take care of you long as you live, granting you blessings no other can give. He will take care of you when time is past, safe to His kingdom will bring you at last. God will take care of you still to the end. Oh, what a Father, Redeemer and Friend. Jesus will answer whatever you want. He will take care of you, trust Him for all.
Please be seated.
每次在讲教义论的时候
，Every time I'm talking about the doctrine of the church，
感受到保罗对教会的期待。
I can always feel the expectation that Paul had for the church。
我们虽然是一个属灵的教会
，Yes, we are a spiritual church。
但是常常我们都在陷在这个情欲当中。
But sometimes we are mixed in with this。The present world.
所以常常因为我们个人在言行上的不够漂亮。
So sometimes we as individuals do not manifest the true beauty which we ought to have.
让很多爱主的弟兄姐妹感到失望。
And sometimes it may cause those who love the Lord Jesus to lose hope.
我们应该好好来看跟思想保罗所写的荣耀的教会。
So let us.Carefully meditate upon how Paul describes the church.
我们虽然是用一种圣经讲习的方式跟诸位介绍这些道理。
Of course, we're using a Bible seminar type of format to introduce to you these truths.
其实我们希望这个蓝图就是我们在建设教会要去遵守的。
But our hope is that these images can also be reflected in our church.
求神帮助我们。
So may the Lord Jesus help us
把这些真理放在我们内心
that we can place these truths into our inner heart
努力把它做出来
that we can diligently perform them
在这个末世的时候
so that in these last days
让神的荣耀可以发扬出来
the glory of God can be manifested
我们这样来祷告
Let's use this to pray
求神垂听我们的祷告
May God listen to our prayer.
同心跪下祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together.